Don't worry, there is nothing wrong. I'm the one playing with some buttons here. Amen?
Amen, amen. Amen. Genesis 37.
Genesis 37.
Amen.
Genesis 37. Actually, the message covers Genesis 37 and you move on. The title of the message this morning quickly is, if you have a dream from God, I say, if you have a dream from God,
amen.
If you have a dream from God, let it come to pass, no matter how long it takes, no matter even though it dies today. Again, if you have a dream from God, it will come to pass, even though today that dream dies. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Family of God, while you are still searching in the book, I'm all going to open up my mouth and surrender everything under the mighty hand of God. Almighty God, we need you right now. Holy Spirit of God, this is the moment that you must reign supreme.
Oh,
Holy Spirit of God, this is the moment that you must talk to your children. Holy Spirit of God, this is the moment that you have to control everything. We are holding captive any spirit that is not of you right now in this line. We break it into pieces. We rebuke it. We command it to disappear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the time that we want you to reign because you are the God Almighty we are serving. Fill every mind, every soul, and every spirit with your presence, with your power right now. Let me be a nothing before every mind so that you can take the control of everything that will be said and accomplished.
Jesus.
Let me reduce myself to zero, Lord, so that your children must hear from you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for everything you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, we all say amen.
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 If you have a dream from God, it will come to pass, even though it dies today. Family of God, when we are reading the Word of God day in, day out, when we open up this book of life, the Bible, somewhere, somehow, we connect ourselves to some characters who are in the Bible. Somewhere, somehow, we find ourselves reflected in what the Word of God is saying. Even though we were not by the time those things happened, but by reading the Word of God, we will find ourselves feeding somewhere. We will find ourselves being able to say, oh, I believe that this story is mine. I believe that this story is talking about me. I believe that God is talking to me because I'm going through something right now. I believe that God is confirming something because this is exactly what I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is in this Bible.
Yes, Lord.
That's why, by reading the book of life, the Bible, we build up our faith.
Yes.
We become confident that no matter what happens, by faith, we will be able to receive what God has promised. Amen.
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 This was the case also with a certain character that we are going to pick up right now by the name of Joseph. I'm not here to discuss if or really how to know that the dream is from God because time is against us. But quickly, I'm going to read to you what Genesis 37 is saying. Straight away, let me jump in verse 5. Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers. And they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. And he explained the dream to his brothers, even though they didn't accept it. Family of God, we know the story of Joseph very well. We know that Joseph was dreaming dreams. We know that Joseph was not appreciated by his brothers. And if you do have the time to read Genesis 37, you will go to Genesis 39. You will go to Genesis 40. You will go to Genesis 41. You will go to Genesis 45. And you will get the right picture of this character that we are talking about this morning by the name of Joseph.
Amen.
But quickly, let us talk about the dream here. What can we pull? What can we understand while we reading this portion of the scripture? Thing number one, family of God. I would like to suggest to you this morning as you are listening to me. A vision from God must be confirmed by God himself or by his messenger.
Amen.
If you know that you receive a vision or a dream from God, that dream must be confirmed by God himself or by one of the messengers that you will send.
Amen.
Amen.
Thing number two. A dream of a vision must die in order for it to be fulfilled.
Amen.
If your dream doesn't die, then you will wonder if really the dream is there.
Amen.
Thing number three. When you are misunderstood by anyone, you explain your dream or your vision. When you are misunderstood by the society, when you are misunderstood by those around you, as a child of God, don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Think of Joseph's dream. And you will understand that sooner or later on, God will surely speak. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
As we see here in Genesis 37, everything started with Joseph's garment of many colors. Amen. As a child of God, always understand that a blessing for you is a cursing for somebody. Believe it or not.
Amen.
A blessing for you, I repeat, may be a cursing for somebody else. Not everybody in this world will be for you. And not also everybody in this world will be against you.
Amen.
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 In this life that we are living, even though it is in your own family, in your own circle, people will be plotting against you.
Amen.
People will be mocking you. People will be asking questions about you. People will be bringing accusation against you.
Amen.
But as a child of God, fear not. It is for your elevation. Amen.
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 I say,
Amen.
As a child of God, fear not. It is for your elevation.
Amen.
Amen.
Even though these people are declaring or saying whatsoever they want to say, don't fear. It is all the accomplishment of the will of God in your life,
Amen.
Without you knowing.
Amen.
As we know, Joseph was sold by his brothers, and he found himself in Potiphar's house. The same way Judas Iscariot, he betrayed and sold Jesus Christ. Let us think about that. He thought that it was a case closed. The same way the brothers of Joseph sold him also. They thought that it was a case closed. But Judas Iscariot made the big mistake of his life. He didn't know that by selling Jesus, he was paving the way for Jesus to go and sign a contract and save all the humanity. The brothers of Joseph did what they could do, but they did not understand that they were paving a way It was an emergency plan that God set up for the people, the children of Israel, so that through Joseph, the emergency plan will kick in. One day, there will be a big famine. There will be a drought in the land. And the people of Israel will be moving out of there and will find themselves somewhere else in Egypt. Are you with me this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Are you with me this morning, family of God?
Amen. Amen.
Can you please give me 5 minutes of your time, if you don't mind?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I said just 5 minutes,
Amen.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead, my brother.
Amen.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Joseph was falsely accused by the wife of Potiphar. You see, sometimes, family of God, we find ourselves into something. We believe that it is the end of God. We confess that it is the end of God. We just share it with people that it is the end of God. But because of the frustration of this world, because of the hardship of this world, because of the difficult time that we are having in this world, we will reach a point of questioning ourselves if really God is in the midst of it. Joseph was falsely accused by the wife of Potiphar. When Joseph found himself in the prison, from the prison, they moved him to the house of Potiphar. Here is a guy who was dreaming. And at a certain point of his life, even though you put yourself in this fit, you will reach a certain point, you will get tired in the flesh. You will say, if really I got a dream, where is the dream? Why am I finding myself into the prison? Even though the people are around you, you tell them that you are a Christian. You tell them that you are a child of God. You tell them that you are a born-again Christian. You tell them that God spoke to you. They will doubt you, family of God. They will say, if really he saw God, if really God spoke to her or to him, how come he is ending up in jail?
Amen, amen.
Nobody will believe you.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joseph falsely accused by the wife of Potiphar. He is there thinking that, oh, at least I'm not in the prison. I am in the house of this person. I think the grace of God is working. But there is another scheme. There is another accusation. There is another plan of the enemy. Wherever you are, family of God, as long as you are in this world, the enemy will not leave you alone.
That's all.
The enemy will be always there.
Thank God.
The enemy will put you into a situation whereby you asking yourself if really God is with you or not.
Amen.
Let me open up a bracket quickly. Look, Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, tempted by Satan when he was 40 days and 40 nights praying and fasting. Here come Satan, tempting Jesus. You know the first question that he's asking Jesus? If you say who you are, if you say that you are a child of God, if you say that you are a son of God, command this rock to become bread. What was Satan saying, in other words, family of God? Satan was telling Jesus, in other words, that if really you say that you are a child of God, why are you angry? In other words, that's what it means. If really you say who you are, if really you say that you are the Son of God, you come from heaven, why are you angry? These are all the accusations that the enemy can bring to you as a child of God. And Joseph also faced this accusation in Potiphar's house. The wife of Potiphar made whatsoever scheme she could make. But understand, family of God, this morning, that the justice of God is above the justice of this world. Even though you go through that hardship of life, even though people accuse you falsely, even though people plot anything, put in your mind that the justice of God is above the justice of this world. Fear not. As a child of God, let your dream Let your promise, let your vision die. But one day, Pharaoh is not going to have sleep. One day, Pharaoh will be troubled all night long. One day, Pharaoh will be upside down in his night, in his bed.
My Lord.
And they will look for nobody else. They will look for you so that your dream will come to pass. They will call upon you as a child of God so that your vision will come to pass. They will be looking for you as a child of God to come and explain the dream so that you can be able to say that God was in your dream.
Amen.
Even though the dream dies, even though the vision dies, even though the promise of God in your life dies, one day Pharaoh is not going to have sleep all night, and it will be the fulfillment of your dream, family of God. There will be nobody else they will be calling. It will be you, and it will be the fulfillment of your dream. Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
Are you with me right now?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today you are useless, wherever you are. Today you are in the pit of life. Today you are in the prison. Today you are in the darkest hour of your life. Today you are in the midnight hour. Today you're going through something. Let them tease you. Let them mock you. Let them gossip against you.
Amen.
Who could believe that one day Joseph could save his people?
Amen.
And it will be the same with you if you don't waver in your faith.
My God, my God.
Maybe today your family is divided. Maybe today your children are on the street.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe today there is something going on in your family.
Yes, dear.
Don't get rid of anybody of those people in your family. Don't get rid of them. You will think that you're getting rid of them because they are uncontrolled. But you're getting rid of the Joseph of your family, family of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep praying. Keep seeking the face of God. One day, I say one day, God is not going to leave you. Let the promise of God, let the dream that you got from God die. Even though it does today, if the dream is coming from God, if the promise is coming from God, it will come to pass. It will be fulfilled. Because God is the one orchestrating everything for you. Because God is the one working in the background for you. Because God is the only one setting everything in motion for you. Because God is the only one who can change things upside down, family of God.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to stop here. I'm so sorry that time is against us. Family of God, I believe that maybe you have been dreaming. Maybe you have been having a vision in your life. Maybe you have been reaching a certain point whereby you ask yourself, if really that one was God speaking to you, or it was the dream of this world. I would like to encourage you this morning that a dream, a vision, a promise of God must die in order for it to be fulfilled.
Amen.
No matter what X, Y, or Z say about it. No matter what X, Z, Y say about you. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. It is not for you to be destroyed, but it is for your elevation. Because God is the one working behind the scene for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One day, somebody will be facing storm of life. One day, somebody will be going through hardship. One day, somebody will be troubled, and this will be something orchestrated by God. and they will call nobody else, but they will call you to resolve the issue. They will be between death and life. They will call nobody else. They will call you to propose the solution to that. You will then see the promise of God come true. You will then see God telling you that your promise died for a while, but it is alive right now, so that God himself can receive the glory that he deserves. Like Joseph, this story is yours today.
Yes, sir.
This story is mine today. This story is for anyone who is listening to me right now.
Amen.
If you believe that you have something that God is speaking to you right now,
amen,
open up your mouth for 1-2 minutes. Then we close from there. If you believe that there is something that has touched you this morning, open up your mouth. Talk to your God right now. He sees you
Hallelujah.
As you are. He knows
yes.
you as
Hallelujah.
You are. He understands everything in you.
Hallelujah.
Can you please open up your mouth? Talk to your God right now. Let us all pray right now. Let us all open up our mouth right now. Let us call upon the name of our God right now. In the name of Jesus.
The one that never sleep nor slumber, Lord.
Father God, thank you for your word this morning. Father God, thank you because you are good and you do good.
Thank you for the man.
Thank you, Father God, because your name is above every name. Thank you, Lord, because there is no one like you. Oh, Lord God, help us to keep our dream come true. Help us to keep our dream alive. Even though it dies today, we know that this dream will come to pass. Even though it dies today, we know that this dream will be fulfilled. Even though it dies today, we know that this dream will be confirmed. Like the way it was with Joseph, it will be with anyone seeking your divine intervention. We thank you for your witness.
Thank you, dear Lord.
We thank you for your power this
morning.
We thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. We
thank you
for everything
you
have done. Be glorified, Father. Be lifted up this morning. We believe that you are God and God alone. In Jesus' name we proclaim victory this morning. And we believe that you are and you will be God in every life.
Every life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Medicine to our
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let us live your word. Not only hear your word, Lord, but
live it and write it upon the table of our heart.
Live your word.
And burn the
girth
of our
heart.
Lord, in the name
J-E-S-U-S, what is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Say it one more time. What is his name?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that God has spoken to you this morning, can you please say amen?
Amen.
If you believe that you have received something from the Lord this morning, can you please say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow, we will be doing our intercessory prayer. And Friday, we will resume with the reading and the sharing of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anyone for the first time with us on the line this morning? Somebody praying with us for the first time this morning. Almighty God, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
Thank you,
Father God, we thank you that we believe by reading your word,
you
are controlling everything and you are reminding us of who you are. Father God, we thank you for sharing with us this morning about the dreams of Joseph. And we believe, Father God, that this morning, the vision, the promises of God, the dream of Joseph are ours. Lord God, even though there is something that has died in us, even though there is something that you whispered to us a long time ago that we don't see it to pass, we are keeping the hope alive. We are keeping the faith alive. We believe that you have the control of everything. We believe that you have the power to turn things around. We believe that you are the only one who can have the last word in this. Lord God, have your own way in every life this morning. Have your own way in every issue this morning. Have your own way in every mind, every soul, and every spirit seeking you this morning. In Jesus' name we proclaim victory this morning. And let everybody shout amen.
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 God bless you all and have a wonderful day.
God bless you.